Hi again, folks, and welcome back to NTI's Japan Real Estate Property Podcast. I'm your host, Ziv Nakajima again. Great to have you with us today. Hope you're keeping well hydrated. It's hot as hell out here in the last couple of weeks if you're here in Japan. Actually, just read this morning that 138 people have already died from the heat this year. So please take care, stay safe, drink a lot. Now, before we dive right into today's topic, which is really last week's topic revisited, we're happy to announce that we've now finalized the date and venue for our Tokyo seminar in July this year. So that's going to be held on July 31st at Charlie Rose, which is a fantastic bar and event venue in Akasaka, Tokyo, between 7 to 9:30 p.m. Now, this is mainly an introductory seminar for first-time investors, so we're going to be covering some of the basic stuff like market fundamentals, locations, common setbacks, common practices, how to handle all of those, and especially those aspects that are unique to Japan's property market. Pricing, projected returns, various types of properties, and so forth. And we're also co-hosting the event with Pacific Business KK, who, among other things, are highly profitable operators and managers of guest houses, share houses, and other types of short-term stay facilities. This is under their Modern Guest House Living trademark, which you may have noticed online. Now, this is one of the hottest topics in the local market here in Japan these days, and that's clearly evident from the huge amount of inquiries and questions that we keep getting from listeners, clients, potential clients. So Paul Feinberg of Pacific Business, who's been hosted and interviewed here on the podcast in the past, is co-hosting the seminar with yours truly, and he's going to be speaking about this topic of short-term stays, the various types of leases for short-term tenants, the difference between tenants and guests, furnished and unfurnished properties, and so forth, and also a bit about potential management of these types of properties via smart IoT, Internet of Things-based technologies that his company also specializes in. So great content all around, and maybe most importantly, we're going to allow a lot of time for Q&A. So if you come prepared with your questions, we'll be more than happy to answer all of them, at least to the best of our ability. And lastly, this is also a great chance to mingle and network with other investors, whether they're beginners or experienced ones, and really with anyone who's got any interest in Japan's real estate property investment market. We've made the seminar as close to free as possible, so it's only 1,000 Japanese yen to attend. That's less than 10 bucks. And that amount also includes one drink in Charlie Rose. There's also going to be obviously beverages and foods available throughout the seminar. And we've got the place booked until 9:30, as mentioned, but we'll be staying to chat with anyone interested afterwards as well. So don't be shy to attend, even if you can't make it to the seminar itself or the starting time. We'd love to see you. And as we keep mentioning here, both Paul and myself love our jobs and we are always happy to talk shop. So it's a great chance to finally meet you in person, face to face, and we'd love to see you with us there. Now we're going to link to the events registration page, which is hosted on our website, in the show notes. Charlie Rose is fairly big, can host up to 50 people seated, more than that if you don't mind standing, but we've already got a few early bird attendees who have registered, so probably a good idea to register earlier rather than later, just in case we do end up fully booked. You just need to RSVP, there's no advance payment required, but we would ask that you let us know if you want to cancel your registration after doing so, just so we can keep track of numbers and let people know if there's likely to be any seating space available for last minute attendees. Okay, so for today's topic, which is again really the same topic that we've covered last week, and you may have noticed if you're streaming this content as opposed to downloading it, that last week's episode has mysteriously disappeared from our podcast. Why, you ask? Well, if you'll recall, we've been discussing the long-awaited arrival of property investment loans in Japan. And among other things, we've mentioned that Shinsei Bank now provides these loans to resident and non-resident foreigners as long as they establish a presence here in Japan via incorporation. We've also linked to a brochure detailing the terms of the loans on offer, as well as pointing out that GMG Asia, a mortgage broker from Singapore, can assist with facilitation of these loans, either from Shinsei themselves or from other lenders who also provide these loans now. Well, shortly after publishing this episode, we've been contacted by Shinsei, and to be exact, by Shinsei Investment and Finance, who are actually the ones offering these loans, so not Shinsei Bank itself, but a subsidiary company. And they've asked us to remove this episode for fear of misleading audiences, since apparently one or more of you have called their service desk and found out that they do not actually qualify. So to clarify things, The flyer and the loan terms discussed in the now deleted episode apparently applies only to domestic borrowers, so not to non-resident foreigners, as we've reported by mistake. There is apparently a product out there for non-resident foreigners as well, as long as they're incorporated. But, and this is where it gets a bit strange, the rep who contacted us has refused to allow us to view this information in anything except hard copy format. So nothing on the internet, nothing by email. And they've offered to post this content to us, but they've forbidden us from sharing this content with you or with anyone else, and quoting licensing matters overseas as a reason for that. Now, as far as we are aware, licensing matters overseas do not prohibit anyone who's not affiliated with the lending provider from sharing information about the lender and their products. Rather, legislation only refers to the lender or entities affiliated with the lender and prohibit them from directly advertising their products outside the country in which they are licensed. So there's no clear reason that we are aware of for an entity such as ourselves, who's a registered Japanese entity and not affiliated with the lender in any way, shape, or form. Nothing that stops us from sharing this information, but as we've been explicitly requested not to share any such information, we passed on the offer to receive these hard copies of product descriptions. Now, they've also asked us to delete the previous episode, which we have, as we wouldn't want to take part in the propagating of erroneous information of any sort. And their last request was for us to remove the link to the only product that we have been able to spot online, the domestic client investment loan flyer. This request we've had to refuse, since this information has been published online by Shinsei Investment and Finance. So we really see no reason for us not to bring it to your attention. And we will be linking to it again in this episode's show notes. But really, considering the fact that the lender seems very reluctant to have potential clients contacting them directly for some reason, and do not seem to be interested in sharing information about their own products, which is peculiar to say the least, almost comes across as if someone's forcing them to offer a service which they don't really care to provide. So we've decided to withdraw our previous recommendation for people to contact Shinsei Investment and Finance directly. Instead, we'll simply reiterate our suggestion to contact GMG Asia, the Singapore mortgage broker, which we've previously mentioned here. They're always responsive, they're happy to assist, and they can facilitate loans for real estate property investments in Japan from various sources, some require incorporation, some don't. So it really depends on the scale of investment you've got planned, and they can also advise you on that. Now, GMG can also assist you with incorporation for anyone who does wish to pursue that route. So once again, we're going to be attaching the link to their website, to GMG Asia's website, in this episode's show notes. They're in Singapore, headquartered in Singapore. They are affiliated also in Hong Kong, got branch offices in Hong Kong and Shanghai. They do charge a small setup fee, but that's only payable from the loan amount granted. And personally, we feel that's well worth it, and that'll save you the bewildering experience of having to deal directly with Japanese lenders who may or may not be straightforward and helpful in the support services that they claim to provide to potential clients, may or may not be forthcoming with product information, and may or may not want you as a client. So just stick to GMG Asia. They can definitely help you. Now, properties, again, which can be used as collateral for these loans are in Tokyo and its various suburbs, Kanagawa, Chiba, and southern Ibaraki, as well as Nagoya, Kyoto, Osaka, and Fukuoka upon request. You would most likely have to go through a credit assessment procedure, which is, of course, necessary. But again, a fantastic step forward and a long-awaited development in Japan's local real estate property investment arena. Okay, so that's it from us for today. Exciting news by all means. And for those among you who have already purchased property in Japan or anywhere else overseas, or if you just need to occasionally remit funds between any two countries, as mentioned in the past, we'd just like to remind you once again that we've now partnered with OFX, our favorite foreign exchange provider that we've been working with for the past almost eight years now. Anyone signing up with OFX through the link, which we will provide again in the show notes, and only through that link, will enjoy fee-free transfers and, of course, rates that are way better than what any bank will give you. And again, guys, the amount that you remit, the higher it is, the more important it becomes to sign up with a Forex provider. So if you're transferring, again, $1,000 or $2,000, a difference of 2 or 3 yens per dollar, which is usually the minimum difference between a bank and the Forex provider's rates, it can be even 4 or 5 yens per dollar. But even at 2 or 3, this means a loss of $50 or $60 on even those tiny transfers. and far more than that on bigger ones. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars saved. So do yourselves a favor, sign up with OFX, our partner link with them, again, all attached in these episodes' show notes. So thanks for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed these great news that we've shared with you. Go ahead and apply for those investment or residential loans if that works for you. And do feel free to contact us if you'd like to see some sample listings of any particular type. Just send us a comment or a message wherever you might have found us, or email us directly at info@nippontradings.com. That's I-N-F-O at mark N-I-P-P-O-N tradings with an S, all one word, .com. And we'll share some exciting investment opportunities with you, which you'll then be able to take to the bank and apply with. Now, we hope to see you at our Tokyo seminar as well. Again, really looking forward to this one. So do RSVP if you know you're going to be in town, just to make sure you've got a chair with your name on it. Standing for 2.5 hours can be a bit of a pain for some people. We would love it if you could share this content with your networks or with anyone who may find it interesting. And most importantly, please take a tiny moment of your time to review or even just rate us. Give us a rating, 1 star, 5 stars, on the iTunes podcast repository and download center or on Spotify, wherever you found us. Each time you review and rate us, it does help us expand and reach more people, which is a definite win-win situation for everyone involved. Hope to have you with us next time or see you at the seminar. And until then, from all of us here at NTI, we wish you, as always, happy investing.